Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Carolina and Rion. We talk college football every Tuesday with him. Top of hour two, Gator Dave. The outdoor cocktail party is upon us, and it's always a fun game. So many memories dating back. We can take it Buck Blue, Lindsey Scott, 1980. We can go a little before that as well, or more recently, but always a very fun ball game. May not have the cachet this year because Florida has incurred more losses than any of us thought they would have at this point. But nonetheless, it's always a classic, historic type matchup. So we'll talk to Gator Dave and then a little bit later Griff, who covers Georgia for the AJC's Dog Nation. That's today's layout. The F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. And on Twitter, at Bill S. King. Email the show, BillSKing7@gmail.com. Facebook, there's various ways. Bill King, that's one. Bill King Show, the Bill King Show. And then Bill is King. There's three different locations, as far as I know, on Facebook. And if that's what you're into, we've got some locations there as well. So good morning, Tuesday edition. Everybody hit me up. Bill, did you see this news? Bill, did you see this news? James Franklin has switched representation. His agent was Trace Armstrong, former Gator ballplayer. Really good defensive lineman. Yeah. And he has switched to Jimmy Sexton and his agency. Now, they're both big agencies, but the king of all of this is Jimmy Sexton, who's located in Memphis, Tennessee, West Tennessee. Went to Tennessee. His first player that he represented was Reggie White, who turned out to be the best defensive lineman in the history of the planet Earth, who's from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And since then, he has built, literally, Jimmy Sexton has built an empire. That's not just using words to hype it up. He's built an empire. And he's got some of the biggest head coaching names in college football, like Nick Saban, but he just added James Franklin. Now, some people are hitting me up saying, Bill, this means James is wanting to leave Penn State. This means, I don't know if that's what it means. James Franklin is like a lot of coaches, okay? He's a narcissist. He's also a good PR guy. He's a good promoter. There's nothing wrong with that. That is not me sitting here trying to be overly critical. James Franklin is a salesperson. He's good at it. Some might question his head coaching acumen from time to time, which I think is a fair critique. But James Franklin is always going to be about James Franklin and the money. There is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing at all wrong with it. It's always about the money. Now, he's making, at the top end, according to that Football Scoop article, up to $6.5 million in salary as his current Penn State contract matures. I think through 2025, somewhere in there. His buyout is not all that much. It's $4 million. And the question everybody has is, what would this be for? Would this be him lining up for the Southern Cal job? Would this be him lining up for the LSU job? Remember, Jimmy Sexton was Nick's representation when he got the LSU job, leaving Michigan State. Jimmy knows all of these places. Jimmy knows where the money is. Jimmy knows how to get more money. Jimmy is all about the money, and he gets his. Jimmy is the king of all of this. He has, as I mentioned, an empire, and we're approaching the season where either you go get a new job or you get a big raise threatening to leave for a new job. That's part of the game. It's part of the leverage game. Jimmy does that better than anybody else. Jimmy wins the BCS or the playoff national championship every year. His streak is longer than Alabama's when it comes to getting people more money. Jimmy's job is to go get you more money. And James Franklin has joined Jimmy's empire. So that was out there. I don't think we know what that means yet. I think a lot of people are assuming, hey, Bill, obviously he's saber-rattling here to get more leverage. He is doing that. But what that means, does that mean he really wants the Southern Cal job or the LSU job or whatever? I don't know that that's clear yet. If it is, I don't see it yet. There's another article somewhere. Somebody hit me up. Bill, Jeff Fisher, his name has been mentioned with the Southern Cal job. Jeff played there. I told you, I saw him play in 1980 for Southern Cal in Knoxville. And the opener was that Georgia game where Herschel, Tennessee's first game that year was the Georgia game, Herschel Walker's debut in Knoxville, and then Southern Cal the next Saturday came to town. So I got to see that Georgia team that won the national championship eventually that year, and Southern Cal, which was coming off a, 1978, 2 years prior, national championship under John Robinson. They split it in 78. It was Alabama, Southern Cal splitting the national championship. In 78. Alabama won it outright in 79. Anyways, I saw that Southern Cal team come to town, and Tennessee lost another heartbreaker. A field goal at the end of the game beat Tennessee. Lost a heartbreaker against Georgia, fumbling on the one molecule line at the end of the game. Georgia's Nate Taylor recovered it, linebacker. And then in 1980, lost on a field goal next Saturday to Southern Cal. Absolutely amazing. Yeah, absolutely incredible. And Jeff Fisher was part of that secondary with Ronnie Lott, Dennis Smith, huge famous names, Joey Browner, Chip Banks was a linebacker, Georgia Chico was on the defensive line for Southern Cal. He was Johnny five-star recruit type, Georgia Chico. Don Mosabar was on the offensive line. I think Brad Buddy was still there too. Somebody might want to check me, but I thought Brad Buddy was still there. But it was just a cast of all-stars. Reggie White was just a true freshman in that game. But, yeah, I saw Jeff Fisher play. Anyways, I've actually talked to Jeff Fisher about the Southern Cal job. Now, here's the catch. It was many years ago. It wasn't here recently. And it was when Fisher first got to town with the Titans, the Houston Oilers moving here. So a little over 20 years ago. And he came by the station and he did an hour with us. That's back then we talked about that kind of stuff. We don't anymore. And I asked him about it because the job was open. I don't remember. That might have been, let me think. Is that when Pete Carroll got the job? Might be. Anyways, I asked him if he would have interest. He said, at another point in my life, I probably would, but not right now. I can tell you right now, he would crawl on his belly through glass. He's got a farm in the Nashville area, just outside of Nashville in Kingston Springs, that area. That's 40 West, I-40 West. And he'd gladly, happily take that job. But they offered it to him, I don't think so. But that came up, too. People have been bringing that up to me as well. And I know that he would have interest in it. But would they actually offer it? Don't know about that. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, James Franklin isn't getting a raise. Dude just lost in 9 overtimes to Burt. Burt, Bill. And he's going to get his A double dollar sign beat this weekend. He ain't getting a raise. I don't know. This is probably just to get more muscle because Jimmy Sexton offers more muscle. I don't know what the angle is here other than better representation. Look, Trace Armstrong's good too. It's just there is no other Jimmy Sexton. Jimmy Sexton ranks number one, whether it's a committee or whether it's the BCS computers. And Jimmy is all about getting the money. Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, I don't understand Texas Tech. They fire a guy without giving him reasonable time to turn it around. Yeah, I don't get it either. I don't know the politics of that. I saw all the news yesterday about it. And but I don't get it. I don't get that one either. Unless they have something in mind. Unless they have an alternative in mind. Tom, Ohio State over in Myrtle Beach. Bill Franklin has lost a lot of stock in the past 2 weeks. He has a lot to prove Saturday night in CBUS. That game probably gets ugly. Paragon SC up in New York City. Bill, so the rumors are Tomlin and Fisher from the pro side. Says, I'm waiting for the Del Rio rumor next. That Mike Tomlin stuff, I don't understand that one at all. Why would a longtime pro coach at maybe the most stable pro franchise in pro sports, the Steelers, want to go and get into recruiting when you're a pro guy? That one makes no sense at all to me. All right, Charles Arbuckle coming up. I'll ask him about that. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, traffic over in Wilson County. Starting to move around quite a bit on 109 right at the interstate. Still trying to clean up an accident out here on 24 eastbound. It's going to be between Whites Creek Pike and OHB. Yes, that's coming in from the Jolton area. It just happened. And now you got all that traffic behind it coming in from Montgomery County on 24th, especially through that section of Cheatham County before you make it up to the Jolton area. It's going to start to get really heavy because of this crash on 24 eastbound, again, just past Whites Creek Pike. Ripley's Aquarium and the Smoky Sips and Sharks 21 Plus Edition coming up November 14th. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats Hit After Hit. They have uniforms to batting cages to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive. Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and exclusive always on promotions. They even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options, player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back. And if you don't win in your first bet, site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code Greg P. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Greg P.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Open the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
You are listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
I don't know if we'll get to games with Buck or not. We'll see. A lot of coaching talk out there. I want to do that first. Charles Arbuckle with us every Tuesday. Buck, I don't understand this putting out Mike Tomlin for the Southern Cal job. He's a very rich, successful head coach making a ton of money at a very stable organization, the Steelers. Why would he want to get into the college game and start begging 18-year-olds to play for him?
Because he doesn't want to, and USC wants to have a big name so they can make other people think big names like Mike Tomlin are looking for that job. I mean, yeah. You know, when I heard that, I was like, you, Bill, really? I mean, you know, we're used to college coaches wanting to go to the NFL, but Mike Tomlin to USC? Yeah. Oh, heck no. I mean, you know, it was a little bit different with Pete Carroll. I mean, some people think, well, Pete Carroll was an awful head coach in the NFL. He really wasn't. His first time through. I mean, he didn't have the success that he had coming back.
Right.
But that was a little bit different situation. Mike Tomlin has, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers organization, I think, has done a really nice job of always finding diamonds in the rough. Bill Cowher, Chuck Knoll, and now Mike Tomlin, and then sticking with them, because Tomlin struggled a little bit at times, and he's been able to have a lot of success. He's had a good fortunate opportunity to have Big Ben along that time period. But I think the biggest thing is when I heard that, I was like, I think that's just one that they're putting out there, that it's like you shoot for the stars or you shoot for way, way out of space. I think that's what Mike Tomlin is for USC at this point.
Charles Arbuckle is a Texas kid at heart. He's from the Houston area. Obviously, Houston isn't Lubbock, or Buck Lubbock isn't Houston. But my point is, you know that state.
Yeah.
Texas Tech fires a guy 2.5 years in, Matt Wells. And again, I'm not there every day, but they're going to struggle down the stretch here. They have a rough finish with the games they have to play. But when they look in the mirror, are they realistic about what they are?
Well, I think, you know, when I was reading those articles the other day, I think they're thinking we're going to get back to where Mike Leach had us when we were, you know, number two for I don't know how many weeks in 2008, right? And I think Kirby does a nice job, Kirby Hellcutt. But I don't know about this one. And maybe there was things going on within the program because, Bill, I called the game there last year and – you know, it was seeming like Matt Wells was on good footing at the time. They were playing Kansas, so it was going to be a game that they thought they should, you know, handle pretty easily. And even this year, I don't know about you, but earlier in the year, I looked up in Kansas, Texas Tech was 5-2 at the time. Maybe, you know, maybe even 5-1. I can't remember, but it shocked me. I was like, oh, Texas Tech. So maybe Matt Wells is turning the corner. But when I think about it now, they forced him to fire Yost, who had been with him, I think, at Utah State. And then when Sonny Cumbie came in, Sonny wants to definitely be a head coach. I can't remember where he was. Either he was at TCU last. I can't remember where he was last, but I know, you know, in your travels, you bump across him. And I think now that they have Sonny on the staff, they were saying, hey, we can just slide him over. He's a Texas Tech guy. He's a guy we've had a lot of success with. I don't know if he's going to be the head coach, but as an interim, it's a guy that knows Texas Tech, and it seems like they were aligned, and maybe Matt Wells just wasn't reaching the boosters the right way. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say when you're on the outside looking in, but there had to be something going on when you fire a guy that's 5-3 at a program where they've struggled over the last few years, even when they've had Baker Mayfield in those locker rooms, when they've had, you know, Cliff Kingsbury coaching them, when they've had all of these different guys, you know, guys that have come through that have maybe transferred to other places, but still a key part of the Texas Tech fabric and football culture. So it's a hard place to recruit, but it's not as hard as it used to be. And they can get kids from Dallas and Houston pretty easily. And I think they when they're really going well, they're able to go out to California and poke some kids in Arizona. So I think with the offense that they run, if they can get a few kids on defense that can play ball, that's usually when Texas Tech is pretty good. So I'm interested to see how Sonny's going to finish because that stretch they have down the stretch here is not going to be easy. I don't care who you are. Heck, Vince Lombardi could come back, and that'd be tough for him even to coach because they got some teams that are going to really challenge him. Now, if he plays well and his team plays well, maybe that's the guy that they look and consider for their head coaching position.
Charles Arbuckle with us. James Franklin apparently has dropped Trace Armstrong and joined with Jimmy Sexton. What do you think James is doing here?
He's going to see what his true value is. He's, you know, all those rumors for years about James, has it been USC? Has it been, you know, whatever open position that comes open in the offseason? He's kind of looked at it but hadn't done anything. I think you and I both have talked about Jimmy Sexton. He's going to be aggressive in what he does. He's going to find you the best deal. And I think James is at that point to say, okay, as much as I've loved Penn State and this is my dream job, when you lose a game like you just did or anytime there's the offense doesn't look good or when Sean Clifford gets hurt, who are they calling for? James Franklin. So I think this is a value play. Hey, what's my value? What can I get out of this? Are they going to offer me more somewhere else for me to make me to stay here at Penn State, or will I really get an offer that will allow me to leave Penn State? I mean, that way he doesn't have to do it. His agent can do it. And Jimmy Sexton is one of the best in the business, as you well know.
He just lost to Illinois in 9 overtimes, and Ohio State's waiting on him. Interesting timing.
Yeah. That's not a good place to be, right, Bill? But, you know, what's funny about this team, the games, you know, here lately that they're supposed to win, they don't. And the ones I'm curious. I think Ohio State is really starting to figure itself out, which is not a good thing for Penn State or even Michigan. I know Michigan's playing well right now, but, you know, that game is looming, and I can't wait to see how that goes.
Buck, that'd be like you just fought Pee Wee Herman and lost, and Mike Tyson's knocking on your door wanting you to come outside.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Because you always have a plan, like Mike says, until you get hit.
Right.
And clearly Ohio State looking to hit a bunch of people after they didn't start off so well.
Charles Arbuckle with us. Buck, I've asked you about Clemson numerous times here, even recently on the show, but here's what I'm trying to get at. Is this just a one-year, eventually it's going to happen, droppage, or is this a symptomatic sign of something?
Well, I think the sample size tells us it's only 1 year, because even when they've struggled in the past, they've been able to turn this thing around.
Yeah.
The only concern I have is, you know, do you feel totally committed and comfortable with the quarterback position? I don't know that. That's been the big thing. You know, they've had changes in quarterbacks and been able to withstand, and there's been some gaps. But whether it was, you know, Trevor Lawrence or Deshaun Watson or Taj Boyd, they've had that position pretty well wrapped up. So that's the part to me, is DJ going to be able to turn it around and really get comfortable and play like he should, or that's going to be the X factor. I would say it's just a one-year aberration, but if I continue to see them not be able to manage and understand how to get their quarterback to play at a high level, this could be something that could happen to him for a while. And I think they're so quarterback-driven. That team has been that way, right? They had great weapons. Don't get me wrong. I mean, whether it's Davis or Spiller or guys on the outside, you know, Hopkins. I mean, think about all these guys we see now in the NFL that are playing at such a high level all across the NFL, whether it's Mike Williams with the San Diego Chargers, you know, the kid out of Fort Myers, Florida. Name escapes me. Sammy Watkins. You know, they've had so many great, talented receivers, but think about the quarterbacks that they've had throwing them the football and making plays in the run game, starting with Taj Boyd. So I think DJ is going to really have to. They're going to have to figure out what works best for him and make him comfortable in playing, because he just didn't look comfortable these last few games. He didn't look like a quarterback that was decisive. He didn't look like a quarterback that was an elite player. And until they get him back to that, it's going to be interesting to see if this is just a one-year situation or if it has a kind of a hangover effect. They've got talent. I mean, clearly they have talent, and I don't think Dabo is in a position where he doesn't know how to recruit anymore. And I don't think Tony Elliott is in a position where he doesn't know how to coach. I just think there's going to have to be some real deep thinking and hard decisions made on where they go from here. And if they have another talented player on the bench that can play, that might be what they have to do. Dabo has been just like Nick. I don't think they're afraid to make tough decisions, but I think they're going to have to be decisive in what they do moving forward to help them establish that Clemson brand and culture again.
Couple games here, Buck. The cocktail party down in Jacksonville. Your thoughts there?
I think Florida has a. I mean, Florida's going to play well because it's a rivalry game, I would think. Right. My concern with Florida is they just don't play well on defense, man. And I can't figure them out. I know they can score points, but against Georgia, you gotta be able to play some defense. And I don't know if they have enough. I see Georgia winning that game. I think it'll be close early. I think Georgia pulls away late.
How about Michigan, Michigan State?
Oof. If you can stop Kenneth Walker from getting off, if you're Michigan, then you have a real legitimate chance.
We lost you there for a second, Buck. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Kenneth Walker is the X factor in this game. I really do. I think he is a guy that, for Michigan State, gives them so many different things that they can do. And then defensively, they play well. I think Michigan wins this game, but that's the one game I have. I'm a DVR and watch when I get back because I'm really curious to see how it turns out for the University of Michigan. I think they win that game, but I don't think it's going to be by a large margin. And I also think this, Mel Tucker won't be at Michigan State next year with all the things that are heating up around the country if they can't pay him and keep him in the fold.
Charles Arbuckle joins us every Tuesday talking college football. Buck, appreciate it, man. We'll see you next week, sir.
Hey, Bill, thanks a lot, man. Y'all have a good one. Thank you.
You too. There he is. There's Buck. Charles Arbuckle, always outstanding, talking ball with us. Yeah, a lot of interesting coaching talk right now. So what jobs are open? Southern Cal, LSU, Texas Tech, Georgia Southern. Butch Davis apparently is retiring, so what's that? FIU is opening up. Who am I leaving at? Is there something glaring I'm leaving out here? I know there's more than that. I was looking at a list. Somebody had one out earlier, and I was looking at. There were a couple of names in there that I'd forgotten about. Let me see if I can pull this up. Everybody was hitting me up overnight with that football scoop. Yeah, that football scoop article. And, yeah, I just grabbed it. Let's see if I can run down through here. It's got a bunch of names here. Okay. Oh, UConn. I left off UConn. So Southern Cal, LSU, Texas Tech, UConn, Georgia Southern. Oh, Washington State. How did I leave that one off? And Florida International. Those are the schools. Says here, Sexton also represents some hotshot assistants like Jeff Lebby, offensive coordinator at Ole Miss, Kendall Briles, Arkansas, Notre Dame's Marcus Freeman. Yeah, Jimmy has them too. Says his list includes Nick Saban, Lane Kiffin, Dan Mullen, Kirby Smart, Steve Sarkisian. He had Steve Spurrier. Doesn't he represent Jimbo? I think he does. I mean, his list is longer than this. That's pretty attractive. That list right there can yield you tens of millions of dollars. More than that, actually. But, yeah, Jimmy was a football helper. I don't know what you call like a trainer or something at the Tennessee program in the late 70s, early 80s. And I don't know if he had a plan to do this or not, but Reggie White was there, and they befriended each other. And Reggie, when he got his USFL Memphis, because Reggie went to the USFL first before the NFL, Reggie asked Jimmy to help him with his negotiations and his contract. That's how Jimmy got started. Being there at the same time with Reggie White. Now he's got a vast empire. Jimmy can spill it on your lawn, make a swing set out of $100 bills, and you can play on it. All right, we'll get the break. Coming back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The police, fire, EMS all work in this accident on 24 eastbound between White's Creek Pike and OHB. It's already running slow now as we check it out live. Coming in from the Jolton area on 24 eastbound because of this crash, just before you get up to Old Hickory Boulevard, 8th Avenue at South Korean Veterans Bridge, or Boulevard rather, they're still on the scene of that collision. Princess Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Always order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a prep legend of the week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
That is so true. Never been more proud to be part of a intro than that right there. By the way, did you see Tesla yesterday? Running hard. Got up over 1,000. It got up around 1,030. It's down a little bit this morning. Those $1,000 calls, Friday expiration, were up 33 times at one point yesterday. That's right. 33 times. That's a 3,300% bagger. That was yesterday. All right, I'm going to go over just some of the games here because Tuesdays is when we identify the numbers. Michigan State's getting 4.5 at home to the Maize and Blue. The ultimate phone booth game. Iowa, Wisconsin. There is no other game that is more of a ultimate phone booth game than Iowa, Wisconsin every year. And Wisconsin at home favored by 3.5. Pittsburgh, Miami, and Kenny Pickett favored by 9.5. They just beat Clemson. By the way, did I mention this last week? I have quit Miami. I've quit. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear questions about them. I don't want to hear about the future. I don't want to hear one random year. This could be the year again. I have quit Miami. I don't trust anything about them. I don't trust their commitment. I don't trust the U, period. Okay? I don't want to hear whether Miami is back or not ever again. I think history is going to prove to us between 83 and 01, that was the most incredible run, or one of them, ever. That's it, though. that window we can go back and love on, adore, brag on, study, that's fine. But that is not coming back. Not today, not yesterday, not tomorrow. I don't want to hear it. I don't think Miami has the commitment that we've been told perhaps that they do. I have quit Miami. Do you understand what that means? I'm over it. I'm not going to renegotiate it. Texas at Baylor. Baylor's favored by 2.5. Cincinnati at Tulane. Got to put the Bearcats in here. They're favored on the road, 24.5. What else? Iowa State is favored at West by God by 6.5. Florida State getting 9.5 at Clemson. Oklahoma playing Texas Tech, who just fired their head coach. Sooners favored by 19.5. Purdue getting 7.5 at Nebraska. Florida, Georgia, cocktail party. Georgia right now is favored by 14.5. Might as well mention Wake Forest. The Wake Forest football entity plays the deity. And the claw fence is favored over the deity by 16.5. Oklahoma State, Kansas, 30.5 for the mullet. Kentucky is favored at Mississippi State by 1.5. Didn't Mississippi State start off as a favorite in that game? You folks who looked at it earlier than me confirm that. Baby Kiff going to... Julia is predicting a Brian Harsin-less, eventually Auburn program because of the jab. Ole Miss is a 2.5-point dog at Auburn. So Auburn's going to do what Washington State did, according to Julia, and fire a coach because of the jab. Because of the, here's the new name, the kill shot. They're going to fire him because of the kill shot. Penn State, Ohio State, Buckeyes favored by 18.5. Notre Dame only favored by 3.5 against North Carolina. And let me see, is there anything else in here that is worthy? I think that's about it. Yeah, I think that's it. Tell you what, if you are on hold, Patton's told me here a few times, got some callers, I will get to you after the break, after this break. Then we've got the top of the hour, Gator Dave will be with us. But I've got time to get a few in. When we come back, F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. On this Tuesday edition, a lot of coaching news out there that's starting to really pile up on us. And that's a fun thing. I know it's not fun for the families necessarily, but figuring out who's going where and when and all that's pretty fun. We do not call, by the way, the term coaching carousel is also on our verboten list, and that's a list that I have not put out in months. I should have. But, yeah, that's a name, that's a term we do not use here. That's everybody else's amateur term that they use, coaching carousel. It's kind of like the term shout-out. You ever heard us say shout-out? We don't use that here. No. That verboten list is long, too. I don't know if I could release it in one release. I think it would probably take two. But, yeah, that's one of the terms on there is the coaching carousel. Oh, Patton has the audio clip. And we'll get to it later. Not anytime soon here. Not this hour. Maybe later next hour. But it's Yipsy Terry. And it's the example of Yipsy Terry as opposed to Griff. Griff last Tuesday walked right up to the line and almost said the BS word, but he didn't. And we've got the receipts. We have the audio clip. We have the receipts. We're going to give you an example of what it's like when you actually say it with Yipsy Terry. He actually said it twice. Didn't have a care in the world. Why does Yipsy Terry care? He works for ODOT. What are you going to do? Go get him? Up in Ohio for dropping an S-bomb on some show? Yipsy Terry doesn't care about all that crap. All right, I'll get some calls. If we've got any left, I'll get some calls when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning in Wilson County. There's an accident tying up traffic pretty good on Murfreesboro Road there at Bill Francis Road. Again, it's in that section of Wilson County. Try to avoid that if you can. It's still limping along because of this crash out here on 24 eastbound just past Whites Creek Pike in the Jolton area. Starting to back up pretty good. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
Game one of the World Series tonight in Houston. The Astros hosting the Braves. Houston minus 130 on the money line in game one. Atlanta plus 120, the over under eight. Charlie Morton gets the start for Atlanta against Framber Valdez for the Astros. UFC 267 returns to Abu Dhabi this Saturday with two title bouts for the light heavyweight championship. Jan Blachowicz minus 300 against Glover Teixeira at plus 235. And for the interim bantamweight championship, Piotr Jan minus 230 against Corey Sandhagen at plus 185. The undisputed super heavyweight boxing championship, November 6th, at the MGM Grand in Vegas. The champ Canelo Alvarez at minus 1100 against Caleb Plant, the challenger at plus 600. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Cloudy skies this morning, clearing up by afternoon. Highs around 65. For tonight, partly cloudy, 42. Sunshine for Wednesday, high 68. Wednesday night, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, 54. Showers for Thursday, highs around 65. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Patton, who'd you say we have here? All right. We'll get a couple of calls here before the top of the hour. Gator Dave, top of hour two. Griff, a little later, hour three. Aliquippa Bob, welcome in down in Florida.
Good morning, Bill. Hey, I'm calling about the Franklin thing. I had sent you that link last night, and you know, Bill, him going to Sexton, I got mixed feelings in a couple different ways. First off, Bill, and I'll do this fast. I know you got another caller. You know, this guy lays more eggs than a flock of chickens. He's guaranteed to give you one major egg every year and a bunch of little ones throughout the season. And you know, so I'm almost like, you know, James, you just came off the worst disaster or the worst loss probably in your career. And certainly, you know, for Penn State, it's been quite a while since we lost a game like that. you know, is this the time to announce that he's switching agents? I mean, really, what kind of message is he sending those kids in the locker room? And after last year, Bill, last year's fiasco, you got to wonder how devoted is Franklin to the job at Penn State? Now, on the other hand, I understand that it's leverage. You put your name out there. Sandy Barber supposedly is leaving in you know, a year or so, and we're getting a new college football president next year. So you got to wonder, is Franklin, is this a power grab? Is that what this is? Or is it finally that he's going to SC, or he's going to LSU, or he's going somewhere else? I can't see him going back in the SEC, Bill, because I think he'll get his head handed to him down there. But what are your thoughts on that, Bill?
I'm not sure. Obviously, this is a money grab because Jimmy is the next level. Trace Armstrong is good, too, but Jimmy is the ultimate king here. And obviously, this is about money. This is about power. This is about leverage. What he's thinking, though, meaning in his mind, is he really trying to get out of Happy Valley? I don't know that. I don't know that to be the case.
And here's the question, Bill. Is Jimmy Sexton going to have enough influence over him to push him out of Happy Valley? Is he going to say to him, look, here's this job A, or the SC job, and they're paying you 1.5 times what you're making at Penn State, and you're going to have this, that, and the next thing out there that you don't have at Penn State. Is Sexton going to be able to talk him out of Happy Valley? And I think that's the key question.
I think it's very possible. Now, that's his dream job, but let's think about it. He just lost to Burt in 100 overtimes, and he's got Ohio State waiting on him. And that's probably going to get ugly. That could get very ugly. Maybe he's thinking, I've drained all my equity here. I don't have a lot left of equity. Not that they'd fire him. I don't think they're close to firing him anytime soon. But as far as his coaching equity at Penn State, he's losing market share. He's losing confidence. And maybe this is the time for Jimmy to do his magic. Maybe that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I said that all during the non-playing portion of the season, Bill. And people thought I was crazy. I said, you know what, this is the year Franklin's going. I said, if Helton falters and James stumbles, he's leaving. Because I think he sees the writing on the wall. Because I think he's bled the Penn State alum for a lot of money with this phony baloney, my name's out there for every coaching job. And I think they're starting to look at him like a used carny salesman. You know, I just do. So with that, I'm going to get off. I know you got another caller, Bill.
All right, Bob. Thank you, sir.
Talk to you.
Appreciate you checking in. Wolverine Dan in the Rocket City. Welcome.
Welcome, sir. Well, you know, I got my pot of coffee. Got to have my lifeblood in the morning. I like them black. And then listen to the Bill King show, and then I'll have retired. All good in the world.
Good for you, sir.
Thank you, sir. And I'm excited that I know very soon the announcement's coming, I believe, correct? Or did I miss it?
What announcement?
Well, you know which one. The one I like every year with the blueberry sausage.
Oh, commitments.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I just got to get that link up. We don't have the link for everybody yet, but it's coming.
Thank you, sir. My son is a statistician, for me, I should say. I probably pronounced that wrong. But he does all my stats, and he brought me up some pretty cool stats that I think you'd be interested in. The Michigan-Michigan State game, in their 114th year history of playing each other, have never met each other at 7-0 and in the top 10. Did you know that?
I would have thought one of those Duffy Doherty teams would have, somewhere in the 60s.
No, not at all. So my question being that the Big Ten is doing real well this year, at this point of the football season, is the Big Ten better than the SEC?
I think it's arguable. If you look at the power of the SEC West, Alabama 1, who'd be number 2? Ole Miss, A&M, right in there. Auburn, LSU's down. And then you look at the Big Ten East, which is Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, not so much now after the Illinois game, but I think it's arguable. It's not as popular. It doesn't carry the same there's passion in several places there, but not throughout the league like it is in the SEC.
Well, and I have one more stat that it sort of hops over to the pro, but also is part of the college. And the stat I have for you, Bill, and all my Ohio State Buckeyes out there, did you know my quarterback from Michigan, Tom Brady, throws for 601 TDs? All the Ohio State quarterbacks combined for only 202. Ever since Ohio State played all these quarterbacks in the NFL, only 202.
All right, Dan, thanks for that useless pro stat here on the show. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Okay, Bill, see you.
See you. All right. Hour two coming up. And that would mean Gator Day right out of the chute. Omni Nashville Hotel.